Well, turning back to our own shores now, and the annual High Country cattle sales kicked off yesterday. Some pretty strong prices too for livestock producers. Heavy steers average between $800 and $900 a piece. James Euster says a few producers have been very happy with the prices on offer.
Righto, folks, we've had a late takeoff, and our ladies and gentlemen will endeavour to make it up on the flight. There you are. Fortune favours the brave, ladies and gentlemen. And I tell you what, when you look over this run of cattle, there's a magnificent run of cattle too. So there you are. Eyes on the prize, ladies and gentlemen. The Burston calves, being weaned, EU, everything right about them too.
Yeah, Peter Richards from Brookville. Via Scripps Creek. Julie and I, we had in 130 today, 85 steers and the rest of the heifers.
In the lead up to today, what did you expect?
Oh, I think, we were certainly all hoping for good prices. It's been pretty tough for the last few years. So, and I think everyone appreciates that extra money.
Where did those prices top for you today?
We're just over 900, I think. My wife's got it written down, but... for our top calves, and pretty happy with that.
Well up on last season?
I think everyone's well up, of course, as the cattle industry's going pretty well.
So does that add a bit more optimism to where you sit for the year ahead?
If it rains, yeah. I think that, the cattle job's good, and I mean, it's a great opportunity while prices are good to get rid of your older cows and, really start to sort your stock out while prices are good. And, we certainly as farmers need to take all advantage of these good prices and the lower dollar. And I think if the dollar can get down a few more cents, it'll certainly help us too going forward.
And from here, looking into the cooler months, what's the plan moving forward now?
Calving season's coming up, so, we're heading to winter. And we just hope we get a good autumn break and we can go into winter with cattle in good condition and getting them calves on the ground.
950, better money to me. 960, 70, 970, 80, 80 to me, got a minority. 990,000, 1,000, 10, 110, 20, 30, 40.
Yeah, Kevin Dean from Tambo Crossing. We bought up 160 weaned calves and they made us 780, 795, heifers 555. Pretty pleased. Heifers were pretty strong.
Yeah. So those prices sit pretty well with you at the top end, did you expect?
Yeah, I think so, around that
price. What does that allow you to do now that you're seeing some of those better prices come through?
Oh, have a holiday. They're better priced, but we need this money, definitely. Yeah, we've had this money before.
Right. Yeah. How long ago was the time between these sort of prices?
Oh, it's, I'd have to look it up, but a few years, yeah, definitely. Mm.
What would a bit of rain now add to the season? It'd keep those prices looking steady?
I think so, yeah. No, we want rain and a good autumn break. Another month would be ideal. We've had a top season so far.
A good opportunity to have a look across what's happening in a lot of people's paddocks there. What's the quality looking like?
Oh, pretty good. Yeah, I think the quality of the whole yarding's been excellent.
Does that go to a good season that's been had out here particularly over the summer with a few raindrops?
Yeah, it is definitely, but the quality is always there. It's just some years are better than others.
1,075, the money got done, sell them, gone. 1,075, quick, done, wipe ya, all over.
That's Kevin Dean from Tambo Crossing finishing that report by James Euster. And guessing the happiest person yesterday would have to be Robert Lee of Bunambra. He made the top price with a steer topping $1,110. Now, speaking of prices, James Euster is still on the road. Just a few moments ago, he filed this report from the Ensay sale.
So right now, Nikolai, we've shot down to Ensay for the second leg of these winner sales up here. And geez, it's kicked off with the momentum that started yesterday. Some prices that are really pushing records at the moment.
And prices were already looking pretty good yesterday, but they've taken another jump. Is that right?
Yes, the top heavy steers fetched $1,110 yesterday in Bunambra with some really good quality heavy steers. And about 5 minutes ago, sales kicked off, and the top price there just fetched $1,165. So some really good value going back to growers at the moment amongst some stiff competition from buyers.
Well, I was just about to say, you can imagine there are quite a few buyers there. How frenzied is the bidding?
Yeah, quite frenzied. You can really get a good sense of the competition, a lot of to and froing. There's a lot of auctioning going on behind us right now, and quite frenzied. You're right. I think the difference with this sale compared to yesterday is people are saying there is a bit more quality out here down a bit further south in Ensay. But again, record prices, so a lot of competition. And yeah, the demand is there, which obviously goes to show that buyers are prepared to pay top dollar because they're confident once they look to turn off those steers and heifers that they'll get a bit of money back themselves.
And I imagine that makes us some pretty happy sellers today.
A lot of happy, smiling faces today, particularly. A lot of people quite shocked, actually, at the how high prices have actually gone. So a lot of smiling faces from the producers and from people up here just having a sticky beak who thought, we should just mention, crowds here have been quite strong because there's been a lot of people really interested to see how high these prices would go. And they came up for a look and a lot of shock on their faces when they saw how high prices actually are. And a lot of people, and I've spoken to, said it makes them a bit nervous when they look to go into restocking because these prices are really at the top end, some unprecedented prices at the moment.
Well, indeed, I guess it does make it a bit harder if you're a buyer. You touched on the quality side of things. I imagine you've spoken with a couple of producers now. What's led to that good quality?
Well, what they say up here is this: the mountain region here in the high country is already known for the quality of its weaners, and there's been a lot of work done, particularly around here in Ensay, around genetics and building up their weaners. But also, if you put that together with the season that they've had, storms throughout summer, which kept topping up dams and a lot of green pick and feed around, those two, coupled together have created some very good-looking quality weaners here, and it's quite evident looking around the pens that quality is on show at the moment.
And so what happens from here? You've still got, obviously, sales going still at the moment. A little way to go yet?
Little way to go yet. So we'll shoot up to Omeo and for the second leg of the Herefords today, and that should see us out for the big couple of days that we've just had. So we'll head up to Omeo and we'll see if those prices can continue to trend upwards. I think averages have been at least $200 to $300 up on last year. So some real value going back to the producer at the moment, and we'll see if those prices hold at Omeo for the final stint.
And we should touch too, I guess, on the social side of things. I mean, you know, some of these communities aren't very big and relatively remote in the scheme of things. A good chance for everybody to be catching up with each other.
Yeah, the communities up here really get a boost, whether it's the bakers or cafe or butchers. They sort of hang out a lot for this time of year, and there's a lot of repeat travellers that like coming back to this region and saying good day to mates that they've met up here as a livestock carrier just flies past. But so a lot of people coming back to these sales, but also people here for the first time interested to see where prices will go up to for the rest of the year. It's a bit of a barometer for prices at the moment, so we'll see what happens there, but definitely the community gets a bit of a boost. There's a couple of hundred people at the sale here, and accommodation's been booked out over the last couple of days, and people lining the pubs at night, so it's been a big boost to the high country.
It's our reporter James Euster on site at the Ensay High Country Cattle Sales, 12:24 here on the Country Hour.